You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. State and university officials have been working on a plan to keep the University of Illinois Police Training Institute open. The state's Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board unanimously agreed earlier this month to recertify courses there after initial discussions about closing the facility led to vocal support from area legislators as well as Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing, among others. PTI was established back in 1955 and is one of the country's largest and oldest police academies. And while all involved are working to determine what shape PTI will take in the months ahead, we thought it might be helpful for you to learn a little bit more about what the Police Training Institute already does now and to learn about some of the classes that they're involved in. So we have two guests with us. Mike Schlosser is Interim Director of the Police Training Institute. Michael, welcome to the Afternoon Magazine.
Thank you, Craig.
And Margaret Gray is a student who just recently graduated from PTI's 10-week-long Adult Citizens Academy course. Margaret, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Craig.
So, Michael, first of all, what is the mission of the Police Training Institute?
Well, the way we see the mission, it has kind of evolved and changed over time. The new PTI is going to have a little bit different look. We are going to be focusing, of course, on the great training that we provide for police recruits around the state that we've done since 1955. We are going to be working more in the research arena in the police field, and we are also increasing our community policing, public engagement, and that type of thing. So,
why was the Institute under threat of being closed in the first place?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with the economics. It wasn't all that many years ago that a lot of police departments were not hiring as many as they, you know, as they used to. So, you know, we have several academies, and, you know, that was probably the, you know, the main problem we had.
As the name suggests, you train police. What sort of training do you do?
We are a 12-week academy, and we train police recruits to get certified as police officers in the state of Illinois. And the police officers that we train come from all over the state. We train police officers in the suburbs of Chicago, Rockford, Central Illinois, Southern Illinois. We get quite a few departments from all over the state that come to our 12-week academy.
And is that essentially when someone begins their career as a policeman, do they go to the academy first and that's it? Or is this continuing training? What's the...
Yeah, no, this is where if a police department hires a new recruit or a new officer, before they can start working with their field training officer and then on their own, they go through the academy and they complete the academy and pass the state certification test. And then we send them back to the department that hired them and they're ready to go.
You mentioned that you not only train police, but that in particular going forward, you're looking to do more working with the public at large. What are some of the training or classes or what are some of the things you do with the public?
Yeah, one of the things that we've just started doing, it's very popular. We started it just a couple of months ago. We're interacting more with campus units and other departments in the city, and we're providing what's called de-escalation training, and it's training provided to people that interact with the public and to help them de-escalate situations that, you know, might have a tendency to, you know, to escalate, I guess.
And then you also do this Adult Citizens Academy, right?
That yes.
You just completed.
Yes. Now, that's something we've been doing for years, and that is very popular. We provide the we coordinate and provide the Citizens Police Academy, Champaign County Citizens Police Academy, and it's actually in conjunction. We work with all of the area departments, Champaign County, Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and, you know, every department that's in Champaign County, they help us put this together.
And that's what brings Margaret to our discussion here. What did you learn at this Adult Citizens Academy that you just completed?
It was an opportunity to kind of get a more in-depth look at specific areas in law enforcement and criminal justice. I think one of the most, one that had the most effect on me was the control tactics and use of force, where it's explained and broken down into pieces so that you understand what that is and when it's used.
Take us through that. What was that experience like?
Mike goes through the steps of, you know, when this happens, how the officers are trained to respond, and that was the big part of it.
And then they gave you the opportunity to sort of recreate that, right?
We got to observe a lot. Okay. You know, it was somewhat hands-on, but, you know, we observed most of it and asked a lot of questions.
I do understand that in one class you used a simulator to kind of learn the circumstances under which, and correct me if I'm wrong, officers have to decide whether or not to draw their weapons.
That's yeah, it was stressful, even though it was kind of a, you know, it was a simulator. It kind of puts you in their shoes for a minute and makes you think, you know, could I have really done that?
How did you do in that moment?
I did okay, I think. The first one I got and the second one I didn't shoot, so that's good.
Okay. Yeah, we prefer not shooting whenever possible, right? So do you feel like you understand better some of the challenges that police officers face as a result of a class like this?
I do. You know, with the simulator, they kind of put you in that position, and they don't give you much information, which, you know, is what the officer gets when he goes to a call. And even as a criminal justice student, it was even more in-depth and gave me more of an idea of what they do on a daily basis.
Michael, I understand you have a youth police academy underway right now for teens. Is that correct?
Actually, that's something we've been discussing. It's still in the early phases of,
you
know, working with some other area departments on that, but that's not going right now.
How would something like that differ from the adult training that you just completed?
I think there would be a lot of similarities. I think it's important that people, whether they're adults or young people, to understand, you know, especially the decision-making processes that police officers go through on a day-to-day basis, and for people to start to realize that this police profession involves so much in-depth, intense training, you know, in the profession. And there's a lot of work put into it. There's a lot of things police officers have to know, a lot of tough decisions they have to make. But whether it's the youth or adults, it's just nice that we can have these conversations and these interactions with the public, because police can't do the job alone. We definitely need citizens, you know, on our side to help us out. So they learn from us, but we learn a great deal from them during these interactions on, you know, what are some of the issues that people are having in their communities? What can we do to help them solve their problems? And I think it's just a nice, you know, chance to get the police and the public together in, you know, in that type of forum.
What do you think is the biggest eye-opener for people that attend these sort of classes? Well, I'm talking about folks that are not police, that are not there to be trained for a profession, but to learn more about what police do. Is there a moment where you sort of see an aha moment with students?
I think it's a little bit different for each person. You know, some people, you know, like Margaret with the use of force, and that's a very important issue in today's media, you know, with the use of force. But just the things that I hear after people have graduated from the academy are like, you know, wow, there's so much to know for you guys have to know so much. And, you know, I have so much more respect for, you know, the field of law enforcement, knowing how dynamic it is and how fast things happen and how quickly officers have to make decisions.
So what's your future vision for the Police Training Institute?
Future vision. Well, I want to absolutely continue to improve what I consider the best training provided in the state of Illinois with the Police Training Institute. But there is so much research that could be done that we can help provide in the policing field. Technology is one example. I mean, technology is evolving in every field and is very useful in the law enforcement field. Another important research project to me involves better preparing recruits to police in culturally diverse communities. And that's something we're going to work a little bit harder at and increase the curriculum in that and see if we can do a little better job in that area. I think that's important for, you know, not only Illinois but all across America.
Michael Schlosser is director of the Police Training Institute. Mike, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Craig.
And Margaret Gray is a student who just recently graduated from PTI's 10-week-long Adult Citizens Academy course. Margaret, thank you.
Thank you.